Better style world, I've seen them lined with brick. You can see them way down there. And the water was in there, and you pulled it up with a bucket on the end of a rope with a pulley handle. I guess in many cases that water was all right. I was a little hard, maybe not polluted. But better wells were screened on top.
Yeah.
Keep out vermin or rats or things from crawling in there. And I bet you many a one though was still had. I don't know what kind of animals fell in there, trash and other things. Well, we had a well, one abandoned well, the place we lived in. And it was bricked in, it was way down. And it had a wooden top over it. And it got in use, and the thing rotted. My younger brother, he was very much younger than I am, he was about 12, 13 years of an island. When he was about 6 years old, he had a dog, a little puppy. A dog was with him all the time, fox terrier. That dog somehow fell down in the well. And I it's horrible to think what I did. I lowered that boy down in that well, down at 20 feet or more, and he picked up his puppy, his dog, and I pulled him back up. Just so many things could have happened. That was an unused well, and the rope was new, and the pulley was old, and the frame from which it hung could have been rotted. But nothing happened. I brought him back up with his little dog. To goodness, it couldn't have paid him. I induced him anyway to go down there, but he wouldn't go down for his dog. There were a lot of those wells around, and there were public officials and others took action, you know, get people to fill them up, cover them up. Sometimes they'd cover them up with boards and things. It'd be a death trap, you know, for animals. Walk over, the cover would break. That's before we had running water. Now, I don't go to a well like that anyway.
Now, did you ever have anything maybe that you'd accidentally put in hot water, or that you had to be careful where putting hot water where it wouldn't?
Well, I think so. Always it was a stove with a kettle on top. That seemed to be a standard equipment, a kettle, and it had water in it, and that's. You got water for anything you wanted to make, coffee, tea, or to shave. And I know of many
shave.
Cases of...
Oh, when you
were... When you use soap, you yeah. know. I can know of many cases where children would go to a vessel on a stove. Little things, they're curious. They'd reach up and try to grab it. Or maybe it's cooking rice or vegetables in there, pull it down and fall on them. Some of them been horrible.
I guess every time you got close to something like that, your mother would always...
Oh, yes.
She'd yell.
You have to watch them. Children, you know, small children are very curious and look into things. Yet we hear more about it now, about medicines, you know, about keeping them out of reach, keeping them out of reach of children.
The
kind of problem was people with hot water, hot vegetables, places where they could fall in. Like the old story, you know, about a Negro woman down the creek washing, you know, and somebody came and told her that, said, you know, down below there, said, that big alligator got your youngest boy. She said, you know, I knew something had been catching my children. I've been missing them. They often think, I think I was telling you the other day, I think I was a lot of sadness the way babies and children died. Just particular babies. A woman would have, give birth maybe in, during her married life, from half a dozen to 12 children. My mother lost, she had 6 children. She lost 1. I don't know why, but it was, that child would have been saved in these days. Prenatal care or birth condition.
Now, you stuff a lot of things into your pockets.